Tana Rabbon, look at a brace like this. Really, you have to have a blackboard for this. You have to have each case written out, a piece of paper. We'll go through a little bit shneller here. Tana Rabbon, yesh, there's a case that's choylet li'im by misafik. There's a case that sometimes a son has to give his own mother chalitza min asafik. Your own mother sometimes can be a doubt that she needs chalitza from you. La'achalitza misafik. Certain cases, your own sister. Sometimes your own sister, when her husband dies, you have to give her chalitza min asafik. And labita misafik. If even be a case, your own daughter. Sometimes, when your daughter's husband dies, that you have to give her chalitza. How could that be case of the Chorza Madna? You only have to give chalitza to your brother's wife, not to your mother, not to your sister, not to your daughter. So the case is like this. Imai v'yishacheris. You have your mother and another lady. The kids are two ladies. V'lohen shnei zecharim. Each one has a son at home. Each one has their own son. V'yichazro v'yoldu shnei zecharim b'machva. Now these two ladies, when they're pregnant the second time, they gave birth in a cave, b'machva. And in a cave, Mustam, they were afraid of the goyim. Things got mixed up, and the babies got mixed up. They're not sure whose son belongs to which one is their son. They're not sure. So kids, each lady has a vaday son at home, and now they had another son, which is a doubt which one. So the kids said the two boys at home has a doubt which one of these two is their brothers. Ubo bino shalzu, vinos ima shalze. Now, the two boys at home, one boy married the other mother, the other lady. The two ladies weren't relatives. There's Rachel and Chana. So each one had a son. So Chana's son married Rachel after her husband died, and Rachel's son married Chana after her husband died. So, Ubod b'no shalzu b'no s'imo shalzeh, or b'no shalzu b'no s'imo shalzeh, umesu. And then these two boys died. B'loi b'onim without children. So what comes out is the two boys that are suffic, who's their mother? What came out now? These two boys died. One of the boys is his brother. So you don't know which one is his brother. He has to give yibum to both of them. Even though it's coming out that the other lady is his mother. He doesn't know which one's his mother. So he doesn't know who his brother, doesn't know who his mother is.
One of them is Abada, is the mother.
Right, right. So in our suffic, he has to give chalitza to both the ladies. Because one lady is his brother's wife, even though the other lady is his mother. So it comes out a case that you have to give menasof a chalitza to your mother. Zechot l'shtayim, zechot l'shtayim. Nimtza kolechot v'yechot, chalas li'imai misofik. Each one has to give chalitza to his own mother, menasofik. La'achoysa misofik. How do you have the case, your own sister, you have to give a chalitza menasof, the same type of a case. Ketzad, how's the case? Imai v'yishacheres, like two ladies, your mother and another lady, sheyoldu shtein a kevus, b'machva. They both gave birth to girls, in a cave, again, and we don't know whose mother is who. Ubo achayim, and now their brothers came, sheloi mayoseim, not from the same mother, just from the same father. V'nosum, and they married these two ladies. Umeisu b'lei bonim, they died without children. So there's a case that's Yisafik, your sister, that Chilas L'shtayim, you have to chalitza to both of them. Why? Because one of the two boys is your brother, even though one of them is your sister. So the kids say you don't know which one is your brother, which one is your sister. So Nimsu Chilas L'achaysim Yisafik. In this case also comes out, you have to give chalitza to both the wives, even though one of them is your sister, but you don't know which one. Because when the two mothers gave birth, the two girls got mixed up, so you don't know who is your sister. So therefore, even though your brother married one, but you don't know who's who, so when I suffer, you have to give a chalitza. Fight the labita in misafik. Where's the case you have to give your own daughter a chalitza in asafik? Same case. Ketzad. Ishtoi v'ishacheres. You have two ladies. Your mother and another lady. Sheyoldu shtein nekeus amachva. They gave birth to two girls in the same cave. And again, they got mixed up. You don't know who's the mother of who. Obo achayim. But each mother had already a son at home. So the kids are the two sons at home, like the two brothers here really. V'nosum, they married the mothers. In other words, each son married the other one's mother. Umeisub leibonim, they died without children. So zecherles lebitai. Not the mothers, okay. I mean, the two brothers came home, married these two girls here. Umeisa b'lei banim. So zecheles lebita misafik, v'zecheles lebita misafik. Like it's possible that your brother married your daughter. No, not your brother, I mean. Your brother married one of these two. Now again, you don't know which one of these two is your daughter. So the case we don't know which one of the two is your daughter, you have to give chlitza to both of them, because your brother married one of them, and one of them is called your brother's wife. That's the exact case as Rashi goes through here, Gantariches, the husband died and the brother married them. But the kids, these are the cases though, where you don't know who is your daughter, and it's possible that your brother married her. So if so, not that your brother married your daughter, because you don't know who your brother is either. One of them. So therefore, when you're not suffering, you have to give both wives chalitza, because one of them was your brother's wife. Even though it's also a suffix, one of them was your daughter. So that's how you have a case. So when you're not suffering, you have to give chalitza to both of them.
What about a
tzara, the wife? Right. Tanya learned like this. Tanya, Rabbi Meir, used to say like this. It's possible that ish for isha, you could have a man and a lady, pomim shemalidim chamish umas, that they could have five children, and each child has a different aloch. It's like a different a different nation. How could that be, Ketzad? Yisrael, a regular Jew, shelokach eved v'shifcha min ashuk. He went and bought an eved and a shifcha off another guy. So we're talking about now this eved v'shifcha. Originally they were goyim, and they were an eved v'shifcha. For lehen shnei bonim. Now when they were still goyim and eved v'shifcha, they had two children. Now, v'nizgai rechen mehen. Let's say one of these boys became a ger, became a Jew. So nimtso, so far, what comes out with the seven of a shivcha? That echad ger v'echad oivikachavim. One child is a ger, and the other child is called a goy. So far, the two children, one is a ger, one's a goy. When a loch of an eved v'shivcha that belongs to a goy does not own the eved kinyan aguf. So therefore, their children are not called avodim, but their children are called pure goyim. So therefore, this eved v'shivcha that had two children, and now one is Mizgayer, one is called the Jew, a Ger, and one is called the Pure of Kechavim. Now, Hedvilon Neshem Avdus, the Jew that bought this Eved B'Shivcha, was tabled them to become now an Eved Kenanis, and a Shivcha Kenanis. And now after they both became like a Shivcha and an Eved Kenani, now she became pregnant a second time, a third time. She had a third son. And this son now is called an Eved. See, if so, Harekah and so forth, the three children is, one was a Ger, for Yevet Kechav, and one's a pure Goy, for Yevet, and now the third one is an Eved Kenani. What about Shichres HaShivcha? Now the Jew, the owner, freed the mother, freed the Shivcha. Obo Alel Eved, and the Eved that wasn't freed yet, lived with her. So the din is like an Eved Kenani, living with a Bas Yisrael. And this man, the holds, the kid is a Mamzer. So the fourth kid now is a mamzer. Harekan, what do they have so far? A ger, or another kechavim, an eved, a mamzer. That's the four children. Now, shichru shneim, let's say the owner, the Jew, frees even the father. He frees the eved. So now he's a regular ben Yisrael, and the mother now is a regular bas Yisrael. V'esiyim zelazeh, they get married now together, and they have a child, the fifth child. That's a regular Jew. Because the mother is a Jew now and the father is a Jew now. So that's the fifth son born a regular Jew. Is Harekan Ger V'yev V'kechavim V'eved U'mamzer V'Yisrael. That's the five children they have, five different halachas. For the Gemara, my Kamash, and what's the Chiddush? What are you telling me? Of course that's the halachas. The middle case of the Chiddush. O'v'kechavim V'yeved Ha'abu Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Even though that's the machloikis, is this town holds like that. Therefore, when the Yisrael freed the mother, that the Shivcha now became a regular Bas Yisrael, and the father, the Eved, came and lived with her, so the Lachar is, the kid is called the Mamzer, that's the Chiddush over here. That's why you have five different Halachis with five different children. Tana Rabbon, learned another case. Yesh, it's possible, Yesh Moicheres Oviv, it's possible that a son has the right to sell his father, Lahagvais imay ksubasa, to collect for his mother ksuba. When her mother loses her husband, so the son has a right to sell the father to get money to collect the ksuba. How do you have a case like that? Ketzad, Yisrael lokach eved v'shivcha min ashuk. A Jew went ahead and bought a regular eved and a shivcha from goyim from the shuk. V'lahem ben, and this eved v'shivcha had a son, a goy had a son. Now the Yisrael bought the Eved, the mother and the father. V'shichrar es ha-shivcha. And the Jew now freed the mother, the Shivcha. V'nosa. And he even married her. The Yisrael now married. He's allowed to marry. She's a regular Bas Yisrael now. The Jew, the owner, married her. V'omad v'kosav. And now the Jew now, her new wife, her new husband, wrote to her, Kol nechosav l'bno. All the nechosav, whatever I own, I'm giving over to your child. Now, the father, the original father is still Neved. Who owns him? The Yisrael. Now the Yisrael is writing that whatever he owns, he's giving over to her son. So he owns the father, he owns the Eved. So it's like the Yisrael is giving over the father, the Eved, to the son. Nimsa comes out that now when the Yisrael dies, and the wife has the right to get a ksuba, so she goes to the son to collect the money that belonged to the husband. So now, Nimsa Zer Moicher Es Oviv Lahag Vos Lima Ksubasa. It comes out a case here that the son now, that the father wrote all his nechosim go to him. So when the mother wants to get a ksuba, she goes to the son to say, listen, even though my husband gave you all the nechosim, but I have a right to get the ksuba. So you know what he does? He says, okay, I own my father, I own the Eved, because that was in the nechosim, so I'll sell my father. So the son has a right to sell his own father in order that his mother should get the ksuba from this Yisrael. Fredi Gemara again, Maikum Ashmalon, what's the chiddush here? Pshita, that's halacha. The mother became a Bas Yisrael now. She got married to a regular Jew, so she gets a ksuba when her husband dies. And if the Yisrael owned the original Eved, so Pshita the Eved has to go for the ksuba. So one time the Gemara says, I'll tell you, that Kula Rabbi Meihi, his chiddush is according to Rav Meir Shita. The avda metaltli, that avodim are only called like metaltli, the things that move around. An eved is not, a slave is not called like a karka, like something stable. Or metaltli mishtabdi l'ksuba. That's one chiddush. That even though an eved is called like metaltlim, metaltlim is also mishubat for the ksuba. That's the first chiddush. The boy is saying, another terrorist is like this. You know, not like Reb Meir. Regular metaltlim is not mishuba to the ksuba, but the chiddush is an eved is also considered like karka. Eved hukshula karkois, an eved has the same halacha like a karka. So therefore, you have a right to collect the ksuba from the eved. That was the chiddush of this price over here. Zok the Mishnah. Ho isha shenis arev vlodo bevlad kalosa. You have a mother, a lady, that she has a daughter, she has a son, that got mixed up with the son of her daughter-in-law. She has a daughter-in-law, that they both gave birth at the same time. The mother and the daughter-in-law both gave birth at the same time. And the two babies got mixed up in Machva. Now, and also, each one of them had a vaday, like son at home. Each one had a vaday son at home also. So now, higdilo atarubis. These two that were born later, that we don't know who the mother is, and they grew up. Both these boys now got married. And these two boys died. So now, Lemaisa, there are two brothers alive. Each one has a brother that's still alive. So there is a Mrs. Yibam. We just don't know which one is the brother. We don't know which one was the one born to the mother, and which one was the born to the daughter. To the daughter-in-law, we don't know which one. So what do we do now? B'nei HaKala, the son of the, no, the brother of the Kala of the daughter-in-law, no, the daughter-in-law's first son, Choltzin, he could only make Kalitza here. V'loiv Miyavmin, but he cannot be Miyavim, either one. Why? Shul Sofak Eishas Sochiv, Sofak Eishas Achiyoviv. True, one of them, Tak, is his brother's wife. There would have been a Mrs. Yibum. But the other one, you know who she is. She's her father's uncle, she's her father's brother. So she's your aunt. And you're not allowed to live with your aunt. So therefore, the younger one cannot be Miyabim. Because the Sufik may be marrying Eshes Achiyoviv, your aunt. Bashenkin, the other way, B'nei Haskeno, the son of the mother, the original mother, the son at home. The Vaday son of the original mother. So him, Oicholzenoiv Miyabim, he could do whatever he wants here right now. Shesofik Eshesachiv. One suffix is, maybe Taka was his brother that died, and Pshit is let him marry his wife. The other tzad is, V'yeshes ben Achiv. The other tzad is, maybe was the wife of his nephew, of the son of his brother. and you're allowed to marry her. She's no relative to you. So Mamanishach, the lady is mutatim. Either she's mamish eshes sachiv and mitzvah yibum, or else she's the daughter of your nephew, she's the wife of your nephew, that's also mutter to you. That's if the ones that died were the sveikis. What about meisuach sherim? The Gemara says the ksherim doesn't really mean ksherim, the ksherim means the vadoim. In other words, like the two sons originally that the mother had, her son, and the daughter-in-law had their son. Let's say those two died. So now when they died, the mice out of these two boys that are suffic, again, one is a brother to each one. So now, ha-taruba is the two tarubas here. Livnei haskena negeit to the one. From the older one, chotzim lo miyavmin. Again, her you have to watch out for, because she may be your aunt. So you're not allowed to make yibum to her. At most, you can do is only give chalitza. Shu safek eshe sachiv v'yeshe sachiyoviv. Because true, she's a doubt that maybe she's your brother's wife, but if not your brother's wife, then she's your aunt, and you're not going to live with your aunt. So you can't give yibum to. Mashenke lebnei hakala, what about? Lebnei hakala, what about the younger one? Lebnei hakala, echot chalitz, one of them could give chalitza, v'yechon miyabim, one of them could be miyabim, because you have nothing to lose out. Either it's your brother's wife, or else it's your nephew's wife. And your nephew's wife is mutter to you. So therefore, that way, you're allowed to give yibum. There's no problem. What about like this? Kahanis shenis arif vlodo bivlat shivchoso. You have a kahanis, an eshes koyin, she's lari truma, and they also have a shivcho. So koyin has a shivcho, and they both gave birth at the same time, and the two babies got mixed up. So the kids, so one baby here is a koyin, and one baby is a shivcho nevet, we don't know who's who. Is Arayelu Oichle Mitruma. Right now, both of them are allowed to eat Truma. Because the Shivcha of a Kayin could also eat Truma. So therefore, they're both allowed to eat Truma. For Cholkin Chelek Echad Begurin. When they go down to the fields to get portions of Truma, both together only gets one portion. They can't get two portions, because one's only a Shivcha. So together, they only get one portion.